2 seconds and one, and the defending champions are going to defend still. They are halfway there. Marc-Andre Fleury registers a shutout, stopping 29 of 29. And the Washington Capitals, faced with the bitter disappointment yet again of having been eliminated by the Penguins in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Do you feel better about yourself, Blues fan? See, things could always be worse. You could be a fan of the Washington Capitals, have one of the all-time greats on your team in Alexander Ovechkin, and lose to the same damn team every year. So life isn't as bad as you're making it out to be. Welcome to That 590 Show. I am your host, Matt Berger. Matt Rocchio's in studio right now texting his boo on his iPhone. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials, making sure that we stay on the air. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be Craig Edwards, the managing editor for Viva Albertos. At 640 will be J.J. Bailey, lead baseball writer for KMOV.com. And then at 7 o'clock, Kelly Dwyer, editor of Yahoo's Ball Don't Lie. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. So we had Mike Morial on last night from NHL.com. We had him on the show last night. And we were talking about the Capitals and the Penguins. And, man, it was deja vu all over again in Washington as the Capitals fall to the Penguins 2-0. And then the other Game 7 last night between Edmonton and Anaheim. Anaheim walks out of there with a victory. So the Western Conference, the Conference Finals are set up. It's going to be Ottawa and Pittsburgh in the East, Nashville and Anaheim in the West. And I've heard a lot of Blues fans say they're actually cheering for Nashville, which I'm kind of surprised by. And their rationale, I think a lot of it is that, okay, well, if the Blues lose to Nashville and Nashville goes on to win the Stanley Cup, they can say, well, they lost to the team that eventually won the Stanley Cup, and I guess that makes them feel better. I don't know. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line. And Hockey Bob is joining us. Hockey Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Matt Berger. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to give you my predictions on who I think is going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, or who I want to be. But first of all, I want to go back to the Shattenkirk trade.
Okay.
Because I said the day that it happened that not only would Kevin Shattenkirk not be the reason why wouldn't help the Capitals get to the finals, but he would also be a detriment to the team. And I'm not saying that it was his negative seven that hindered the Caps from not beating the Penguins, but it sure the hell didn't help that his defensive prowess. And, you know, quite frankly, I have never been a big fan of teams who rely on their defensemen to score points more than they rely on their defense to stop pucks from getting into the goal. And that goes for Erik Karlsson. That goes for Kevin Shattenkirk. Now, there are defensemen out there like that core of defensemen that the Predators have. Those guys are very good defensemen, and they can also move the puck. But in my mind, even in this day and age, I want my defensemen to first and foremost defend the goal. And then if they have time and they have the capability, then go out and play some offense. But a defenseman's job should never be first to be offensive. It should always be first to be defensive.
Sure, and but I mean, with the Blues, though, wasn't one of their bugaboos during the second round was how ineffective their power play was. In fact, their power play was pretty ineffective ever since they traded Kevin Shattenkirk. Had they held on to Kevin Shattenkirk, did they have a better chance of beating Nashville? Yeah, they probably do.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, Kevin Shattenkirk's been a liability in the playoffs for the last 2 or 3 years as far as some of the goofs he's made. But, you know, I'm just saying, Matt, that, you know, I would rather have my defensemen play defense first and then offense second and then rely on your forwards to get the offense more. And in that regard, but you know, it is what it is. And you know, a lot of people like offense. I'm not against offense, but bottom line, in every sport, it's defense that wins championships. It's the ability to keep the other team off the scoreboard more than it is getting the scoring yourself. So, I mean, that's just the point I want to make on that. But my hope is that Ottawa and Nashville make it to the finals, because then another franchise and another fan base will get their first Stanley Cup. And, you know, yes, it's sad that the Blues didn't get that far, but I'm a kind of fan that I desire for every fan base to experience a championship in their respective sport at least once in their lifetime. So I know the Blues are going to get there eventually in my lifetime because I'm going to live to be 300, so I'm sure it's going to happen. But I'd like to see Ottawa and Nashville in the Stanley Cup Finals, and then whatever happens after that, at least one of those franchises will get their first ever Stanley Cup lifetime.
I would say that Ottawa versus Nashville in the Stanley Cup Finals is probably NBC's worst nightmare.
I don't care about the NBC.
I know you. I'm not saying that you do, Hockey Bob. I'm just saying that that's NBC's worst nightmare is a matchup between a small market Nashville and small market Ottawa and foreign city Ottawa.
And also,
so if you're NBC, you're like, oh God, anybody but those two. And I'm telling you, if Nashville does make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, you're going to see a big marketing push behind PK Subban too.
But also, his big thing is about team, you know, cities finally getting to celebrate some championships, you might want to spend some time thinking about the city of Washington, D.C., because last time they did squat was in the 90s, early 90s, when the Redskins, they haven't been to a conference final series in any of the four sports.
Yeah, you want to talk about
the Redskins
suffering sports,
in the early
90s. Fan base, it's got to be the district.
I had just been born the last time they saw a team in a conference finals. That's unbelievable. Yeah, poor guy. Those poor SOBs. Yeah, that's 25 years.
The Washington Capitals, they actually have some tough decisions they have to make because they have a lot of unrestricted free agents that are due. And what do you do with this team?
People are saying it's the end of the Ovechkin era.
You guys seriously start thinking about maybe trading Alexander Ovechkin. Now, you're never going to get equal value for him, but maybe you can get something for him because you're not doing anything with Alexander Ovechkin right now. Hockey Bob, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks for taking it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We have a couple of texts coming in. One from the seat of Lee Smith. Matt, I need your body. Well, the seat of Lee Smith, let's talk about price. Wright City Lemming, take a bath with a toaster. Hockey Bob. The seed of Lee Smith texting back in again, drink bleach, Hockey Bob. Matt, who bowls at Hanks, texting in saying Erik Karlsson, who was a fantastic player for Ottawa during the playoffs.
I was going to mention him.
Yep, the seed of Lee Smith also texting back in again, Hockey Bob equals mother-in-law. And the seed of Lee Smith, once again, drink bleach, douche.
The interesting thing about the Alexander Ovechkin issues, I'm trying to find another player who, in the sports that have two-way players, a guy who is so prolific on the offensive end while also being a very, very hardworking player on the defensive end. That's the thing about Alexander Ovechkin. It's not like he's a liability. He routinely leads the league in hits from the forward position, which means he's getting involved. I mean, a lot of times it's so that he can then take the puck and get a shot off. He also leads the league in shots a lot. But it's just interesting. I'm thinking the closest comparison I can think of to a guy who's this good as a two-way player who's never touched a conference finals, the only one I can think of is Chris Paul. Alexander Ovechkin is Chris Paul.
It's funny you bring that up because when you guys were in commercial break during the hard line, and Cam steps out of the studio to dry off because he sweats like a mofo. We were talking about how Alexander Ovechkin and Chris Paul really ought to get together sometime this summer. And I'm not making a joke. They ought to just get together, have dinner, and just talk about their careers and just kind of cry on each other's shoulders and see maybe next year one of them will get over the hump. Like two, honestly, really aren't like best friends, I'll never know.
I'm trying to think of two other top 15 players in a respective sport. Although Chris Paul is probably not top 15, he's probably top 25. But Ovechkin, I think, is definitely top 25, too. I'm trying to think of two top 25 players who just never got to a conference finals like these guys have. It's got to be a small, small list.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but I cannot imagine the level of frustration that Alexander Ovechkin is going through. I can't imagine a level of frustration that the Washington Capitals fans are going through.
The night they had last night
was a bad night for DC
Sports. It's not just that the Capitals have gotten their hearts ripped out. If you go back to you have to go back again to the early 90s with the Redskins. The Wizards haven't been able to do it. / the Bullets. I guess that was the late 90s when they changed that. Well, it was middle 90s? Okay.
Yeah, it was about the mid 90s when they went to the Wizards.
Maybe I don't even have to mention the Bullets there. And then the Nationals, obviously, since they got there from being the Expos, haven't done much of anything despite some very good teams. So a bad night overall because then the Wizards get just trounced by the Celtics. It was another 20-point loss or so, and now they're down a series. It's going to go back to D.C. here for a game, but still, that's a rough night.
Milkman texting in, this show gets me hard. We're happy to be the source of your erection, I guess I should say, Milkman. Very happy, very proud of that.
I was hoping you'd come up with a better word.
Lexington Steel texting in saying Backstrom. Absolutely. Backstrom is another player for the Washington Capitals who just has consistently underachieved. Well, okay, Milkman, I'm not going to read that text.
So, I mean, if the Ovechkin era is over, Backstrom's been really good, and they move on from him. They got some good young players in Marcus Johansson and Andrei Burakovsky. TJ Oshie looks like they're going to let him walk. Do they, despite the fact that everything Hockey Bob said,
I don't think there's any way
do they re-sign?
I don't think there's any way Kevin Shattenkirk. I don't think there's any way.
Actually, I heard, I couldn't remember what.
If you're the Capitals, you just got to blow the whole thing up.
I can't remember where this was on, but I actually heard a writer for the Capitals saying they actually think there's a better chance that they re-sign Kevin Shattenkirk than there is TJ Oshie. And I think that might be because, one, they gave up a lot, and they still won an offensive defenseman. But on the Oshie thing, he just had his best season of his career. He's going to be looking for a pay raise. And with contracts like Backstrom, Ovechkin, and if they want to re-sign Marcus Johansson, that's a lot of money.
Can I get a shout-out to my great friend Larry Nicholas? It's his birthday. I follow Larry Nickel on Snapchat, and he sent out a snap last night that he goes, if someone wishes me happy birthday one more time, I'm deleting all social media. I'm like, don't punish the people, Larry. Don't punish the people. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. It's been a long time. How you been?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. You know, Ovechkin, he's just number two of all time. Marcel Dion is the number one guy. He scored over 700 goals. He never made it to the conference finals either.
Was he playing back when one of those two Canadian teams, like the Canadians or the Oilers, was just dominating the league every year? Was he caught in one of those weird times?
He played in the 70s and 80s when sports was better. Yeah.
Sports was better, but some of the sports, it was just repetitive. Gee,
right, no,
some of those teams, without, before free agency, field. Some of those teams just sat on their laurels and just won.
When you turn 50 someday, Rock, you'll learn. You'll say, boy, that Jim Eichelberg, well, I'll be 70 then. You'll say he was right. Sports was better back then.
And everybody, Jim, when you were Rocky's age, everybody who was your age now said that everything was better when it was their age, too. The music was better. The movies were better.
They
the food.
Right.
Oh, and you are, huh?
We just know. Well, I just know that guys like Johnny Unitas and Roger Staubach are the greater quarterbacks. Michael Jordan's better than LeBron James.
That's fine. You know what? I will give you LeBron.
I like Alexander Ovechkin. Bob's not right. You can't just blame. I mean, obviously we know he's the name guy. He's going to get blamed for their franchise not winning. But I think you guys know better. It's not his fault. Look, it's like the team that's coming to town tomorrow. Ernie Banks was freaking great. It's not his fault that he never played in a playoff game.
Absolutely.
That's
a good point.
It's like Dan Marino. We know he was great, but he only got to be in one Super Bowl because it's just the way it worked out.
And that's a good point, though, because you got to remember that they're not losing to some 8 seed in the first round of the playoffs. It's not like they're getting their hearts ripped out.
They're defending Stanley Cup champions.
And it's the same team every year. It's the Penguins every year, and it's Malkin.
We saw the Stanley Cup. I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, everybody in St. Louis could laugh at me. But I think the Stanley Cup was won last night by Pittsburgh. I think the winner of that game last night is going to be your champion. Now I think it'll be Pittsburgh again. I really think in this upcoming series, and you know, you guys know I love Canada, but I can't see no chance where the Senators could beat Pittsburgh. I'd really be shocked. And Ducks at Nashville is going to be a great series. And Nashville beat them last year. A lot of people might not remember. In the first round, Nashville did beat them in 7 games. But I think this time the Ducks are going to win. It's going to be a bird Stanley Cup with the Penguins and the Ducks, and I just think Pittsburgh will win again. I mean, Pittsburgh had 111 points. Washington, I think, had 117 or whatever. I mean, they were by far the best two teams.
It's once again the winning the President's Trophy is the kiss of death. I mean,
right.
you just do not want to win that.
I agree with you guys, but I kind of agree with Bob. Obviously, you guys are right. Our power play 2-for-30. There's no doubt Shattenkirk would have helped. That's why Washington got him. But the one thing I will say, man, about the Shattenkirk trade I like, younger players on the Blues got to step up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Zach Sanford was better than I thought he was going to be.
Season, the Blues are set now on defense. They're set and goal. The bottom line with the Blues, and I'll hang up after this, just our problem is goal scoring. We lost this series because in three of the games, we only got one goal. And see, that's where I don't agree with Bobby. Yeah, I know that old cliche, defense wins championships, but the bottom line is you got to score. The team that scores the most wins. That's why Nashville won. They were just so much faster than the Blues. They were by far the faster team. They had those three great defensemen that can all shoot the puck. Every time there was a loose puck in the corner, Nashville was getting to it 70% of the time because they were faster than the Blues. And we just don't have the offense other than Tereschenko. It's the bottom line. We had three games. We only got one goal. And in the Minnesota series, I think we won two games, 2-1. So we were kind of lucky there. But that's it on the Blues. The lack of goal scoring is your downfall. It's already your downfall for next year. I don't know how they can improve.
Well, I mean, let's not start judging next year's team until we see how it's compiled.
I'm already worried because we got Patrick Berglund for five more years. My only complaint with Doug Armstrong is he gives out too long of length of contracts. Five more years of Berglund, ouch. Gunnarsson, he's got too long of a contract. And I can't remember the other guy, but I'm telling you, our problem already for next year, lack of goal scoring. Yeah, Perron, David Perron. Here's a laugh for you guys. Why is Pittsburgh and Anaheim still in it? Well, besides they're good, they were both smart enough. Both of those organizations got rid of David Perron.
Well, and then if you're Pittsburgh, you're lucky enough to be able to draft Sidney Crosby, who's going to go down.
Going to go down
as one of the all-time greats.
I lied. I just got one more thing to say, and I know you probably got a million other callers. The Blues are a jinx franchise. Let's just say it real quick. When the Capitals were stinkola, they got Ovechkin. Pittsburgh was stinkola, you said, they got Crosby. Chicago was stinkola, they got Kane and Taze. The years the Blues were stinkola, it wasn't our fault. They said he was the best guy. Who did we pick? We got Eric Johnson, who begot Shattenkirk, who now begot Zach Stanford, or Fred Sanford, or whatever it is. But see the jinxness of the Blues? All the years when the other teams were stinkola, they got a superstar. The year we got the number one pick, it was Eric Johnson. And it's just bad.
Well, okay, but I mean, you're talking about Alexander Ovechkin, and Alexander Ovechkin has made it just as. Actually, the St. Louis Blues last year made it further than Alexander Ovechkin ever has.
He's got over 600 career goals.
Jim, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always, sir.
All right, thank you, guys.
We have a text coming in from the Wright City Lemming. I want to bang Matt who bowls at Hanks. Hit me up, boo. So, Matt who bowls at Hanks, if you know the Wright City Lemming, he is looking for some anonymous gay sex. Brandon, use your own phones. Brandon in St. Charles, we think it's bad to be a Blues fan. Imagine finishing number one in the conference every year just to get knocked out in the semifinals to the same team every year. Absolutely right, Brandon. We said that earlier. Couldn't agree with you more. Rice City Lemming texting back in. Hockey Jim jumping the toaster bath with Bob. And from Milkman, Walter White is hands down the best meth cook in the game. That's Heisenberg to you, sir. For the first time this evening, let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
And we had the first round of the Players' Championship today, obviously taking place at TPC Sawgrass. Defending champion Jason Day was among three big names to finish 2-under on the day alongside Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler. But the big scorers on the day, now final, William McGirt and the late charger Mackenzie Hughes, the Canadian, both finished 5-under to take the top positions in the leaderboard. Today we have a four-man tie, and for third place, I should say, at 4-under, J.B. Holmes, Alex Noren, Chez Revy, and John Ram. Some of the big names on the course and how they fared today. Sergio Garcia, the 2017 Masters winner, was 4-over at one point early in the back nine. He finishes plus one on the day alongside Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, all three finishing 1-over. Cardinals not in action tonight, but they will be back in action tomorrow night to start a three-game series against the Cubs. It'll be Mike Leake versus Eddie Butler, then Carlos Martinez against John Lester, and Adam Wainwright takes on Jake Arrieta for the pitching matchup in Game 3. In action right now, the Astros leading the Yankees 2-0 in the bottom of the first. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. A couple more texts coming in. From Matt, who bowls at Hanks. What up, West Wright City Lemming? Sit on my face. From Lexington Steel, Blues need Backstrom, plain and simple. Brandon in St. Charles, Rice City Lemon, Matt, who bowls at Hanks, is busy at Hot Shots tonight and not free, so come on and get in where you fit in, bro. Yeah, the Texers are very, very frisky tonight. It must be the cooler weather.
And we've officially devolved to the point where we are a middleman.
We are the middleman. We are your liaison for anonymous gay sex on the text line at 855-282-8255.
Hey, clip that off for me, Jim, honey.
Let's take a commercial break. And then coming up on the other side, the managing editor for Viva Alberto's, Craig Edwards, is going to be joining us. You're listening to That 590 Show on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.